This is the best tea in the city.
This is the best tea in the city.
On the street.
On the air. Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Is it true that it is the quiet ones you must never mess with? As a never mess with this one. Is it true? It is the quiet ones you must never mess with. I say miss, no mess, mess with. Spoo?
I mean, I think we tend to confuse these types of people. There are the quiet ones and there are the shy ones. But the quiet ones are bottling up things and they're dangerous, Brati. The day they start acting, it's going to be chaos, Brati.
Thank you for clarifying that because, yes, you're true. You're right. We tend to confuse the two. We talk about the quiet ones. They even ask you, how are you friends with such a quiet person? And you know, because when we are in, you're closer. This is meant for you. We all know quiet people, quiet ones, be it at work, in our families, friends, even neighbors. Always minding their own business, going on about their day. However, once in a while, they show us why we should never mess with them. Maybe for you, it was a colleague. They never say much, be it in meetings or just in general. However, they once just shocked everyone. Hey, one fan. They even shocked the boss. And since that day, the boss was like, yo, I'm never going to mess with you. Maybe it's in the family. The quiet one was the one over the little Rakhadi to sit down and shut it. And everyone was like, huh? Because all they do, that's what they do. They just listen and observe. And the day they speak, or maybe it's your friend. Someone came at you sideways, or they came at them sideways, and shame. You know when they say no stone was left unturned, they were left unturned. It's no secret that we also tend to take advantage of quiet people from time to time. However, we've all been in situation when or where a quiet person showed us who they really are. They are quiet but not fools. They are quiet but not shy. They're just measured in how they speak and respond to things. Is it true though? That is the quiet ones that you must never mess with. What do they do? What has been your experience with them? Share that. Yes, you can use voice note. We're talking about the quiet ones. It is the quiet ones. Zanela, yeah?
Yo, Mr. T, Mina, I'm the quiet one. I remember this one time, Mako Twagiti did something to me, and I kept quiet for days. And then she came at Agiwe. And then, as in Namiga Walala, what's Maga Vuga Xin? I was on her. Apete Papalas. So, yo, Giti Bayashabat, yo, don't mess Nalo. She will kill you.
Okay. Mthero. 3 teaspoons on why they say you must never mess. All right? Mess with quiet ones. Coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why you must never mess with the quiet ones. Why? Because they are sharpshooters. One thing about quiet people, you will never know what's going to come out of their mouths when they decide to speak. They may be quiet, but the day they decide to speak out, best believe whatever they say may sting, and that sting may last a lifetime. 2, you never know when they will react. They're always sitting there smiling alone, minding their own business, which makes people think they are pushovers. Hey, don't come for them, because you will never know how they will react. On the day you think they'll just brush things off, that's the day the scorpion stings. The last teaspoon on the three teaspoons on why you should never mess with the quiet ones. They don't tolerate nonsense. They may be quiet because people always assume they can take advantage of a quiet person. However, quiet people have a well-developed sense of their own value. No. They'll tell you off so fast, you'll want to go back to where you come from. So tread carefully with them. Quiet doesn't mean they will not come for you. It can't all be just about mean streaks, right? Because my question is it always shocking what quiet people will do or what they can do? Or is it also so pleasantly surprising? What is the nicest thing a quiet person has ever done for you? It was out of their character, yes, but oh man, it was heartwarming. Sharon, who's the quiet one at home, JJ?
My younger brother, he's 22.
And has he pleasantly surprised you or shocked you?
He always shocks me.
How?
This is like an ongoing process. Like, you know, when we speak amongst ourselves and out of nowhere, he just responds like, ah, you've got a tongue. Like, you can speak.
Yeah.
And I think every time he speaks, everybody's really paying attention as opposed to when I speak.
That's the thing about them, isn't it? They command attention.
Yeah.
And you listen because they don't speak so much. Is he measured in the way he speaks?
Yeah, he's very wise. They always seek advice from him as well. Cause you never say anything. What do you think? You know,
we're
always looking out to, for what he thinks about something. And
they listen very well, by the way. They're very good listeners.
Yeah. It's always very intellectual. You always ask yourself, when did you figure this out? When did you have time to do this? Cause he keeps to himself. So it's usually like on YouTube or reading something. He's always learning something.
Yeah. A mean streak. Has he shown anger?
Not anger as such.
Okay.
But sarcasm. That seems rude.
Yeah.
Like when you say something and it's like a duh. Like,
didn't
you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. His responses are always like, the facial expression is always like,
just says it all.
Are you dumb or something? This is how it is.
Does he have friends?
He has two friends only. And with his friends, apparently he speaks the most. I don't get that.
He doesn't trust the family, he trusts the friends.
Just the two friends. Yeah. But the good thing is that, sorry, Nosi. So he spoke to a stranger and I was really, really grateful because he spoke to my partner back then.
Yeah.
You know, in the bra, when you bring your partner, I'm like, you're just like, this is my friend at the bra. And then you're like, who's going to keep this guy company?
Yeah,
my brother
was
there just trying to fit him in.
Okay.
And they're like all shocked, like, he's actually saying something.
So he pleasantly surprised you there.
Yeah, he really surprised me. Yeah, I was going to say, but obviously he would talk around other people because he has three older sisters. I actually thought it was because he grew up with three older sisters. Maybe. I don't know.
And then who's the quiet one? Because you're not the one, Nosi. Please. Don't
trick us.
Yeah,
I think it's also the same with me. It's my younger brother. He's also the very, very quiet.
Because of the two elder sisters. Come on. Do you see the pattern here?
Oh, wow. And he's also very, very measured in what he says. And so I think a lot of the time people always hold on to what he says and people can always remember things that he says because it's such a not so often thing.
Yeah, such a
rare thing for him to speak. And again, also my brother has lots of friends. At the last family gathering, he's the only one who brought friends. The rest of us were like,
who's the quiet one now?
Yeah, we're like,
that's
okay,
amazing.
Cool. And I think he's very talented as well, my brother. So he likes to share his talent with other people, just not with us.
Has he ever reprimanded anyone, including your parents, in front of everyone? Because, you know, they have that thing.
Yeah.
They sharpshoot.
Not mine. He's cool. I'm going to say no, because he hasn't. But he definitely surprised me in one instance where I didn't think he was as brave as he was.
Mm. Boom.
And I was like, wow, he's very protective.
Boom.
And that I didn't think he was so protective of his family. I thought he would, you know.
Yeah.
So that surprised me.
Because everything about him says nonchalant, right?
Yeah.
But here he is.
Yeah.
The protector.
Yeah. So that surprised me. I was like, wow, you really are
You care,
the
you
man
speak.
Man of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
there you go. Bo sweet konyana, le ring.
It's true, you never mess with the quiet people. I'm a very quiet person. I'm a very lovely person. I'm fun to be around. But I don't like it when people mess up with me. I don't like it when people disrespect me because I can go there. I can, you know, I can go very low, you know. So don't mess up with me. Treat me the way I treat you. I remember there was once my supervisor, the one that I previously had. She was big. She was so rude to me until this one day I told her what she needed to hear. Since then, she changed her attitude towards me. So treat people that are quiet with respect.
All right. See, buddy. Hello. My brother is quiet. Whenever I see him upset, which seldom happens, it scares me. Because I saw him once. He almost hit a man older than him because the man had made a rude comment about me. I've never seen that side of my brother. I've never seen him that angry. So, it scared me. It is the quiet ones.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
I am one of the quiet ones. And with us, or with me, the reason why I keep quiet is because I know when I say something, feelings are going to get hurt. So when I say something, when I get fed up and actually say something, a lot of people get hurt, which is why I choose to keep quiet, to be quiet. Because a quiet person will say the thing that other people will never say, even though they talk a lot, but they won't say. Your mind is sharp. You know what's happening around you, but you choose to keep quiet and to shrug it off and not react to it. But once you push that quiet person to the brink where she speaks out, oh my God, fireworks. Fireworks, and everybody will be shocked. Did she really say that? But she's so quiet.
Oh, yeah, good one, Zama. Because also in meetings, have you paid attention? The quiet one, that's the decision maker or the one who holds power. And that's why they say pay attention to the quiet one in meetings.
Never mess with the quiet ones. I remember my younger brother, Skulise is the mother. The mother said to Skulise, Skulise very serious. There was a point, Lapo, the mother says, Shaya, telling them, and the only way I show Yangayagi, why are women bedroom, willow drop, doubling bath. Not from Lapo, the mother says, Cyborg, a winning sign. Even the Tamalam, Lapelabona Konutai, no Salano Mamin, cause Nazi Kuluxai. It's true, never mess with a quiet one. Namanje, yo, is very quiet. It's very quiet. Siazinje, which is the limit tonight.
Maybe you are with somebody who's quiet. You know them better. Or maybe you are that quiet person. You're like, I don't agree with most of what you're saying, and this is what I think, rather.
That is my mom. The most quiet, the most sweetest. I don't even know how to explain, like a calm nature. But Motlapele, yo Motlapele, the things that will come out of her mouth. And Hatlora said, oh, Blalana Ali so calm. But the things that will come out of her mouth. Otulaela, Otupagadi Peke immediately. Yo, keep Muchawa.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.